Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. That was Channel J Music. Dear friend of mine and friend of the broadcast, if you missed it when she was on the show back in May, please listen to the replay. And I'm looking forward to she and her new husband returning to the show in the very new future. Thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. True. Thank you. We're back. We're back. Cousin Linda and my dear friend Mike, who's been co-hosting, celebrating 1 year here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report, are eagerly ready to return because they definitely have a lot to talk about. This is a test show, so they will be on hopefully on Thursday and on Sunday. So the show schedule, and also, you know, there will be special shows, will consistently be on Sundays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. Sundays at 3, Tuesdays and Thursdays in the a.m. In the a.m., yay. I know many of my UK listeners and European listeners love to listen during the afternoon also. But shout out to all worldwide listeners. Thank you for those that celebrated and listened to the replay of the New Year's Eve. You are fit New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest and his posse worldwide and the listeners of Cup of Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you. Thank you for your support since March 2011 of this awesome podcast. So we're back consistently. Yes. Cousin Linda and Mike, I'm telling you, they're always, look, there's always breaking news and hot topics to talk about. This is a 30-minute test show, and so much to talk about, but can't squeeze it all in. But we'll definitely take a moment of silence for us to pray for world peace, and to pray for this violence on all levels to cease, from school shootings, mass shootings, homicides, war, praying for Ukraine, praying for Brazil, praying for our kids. Wow. Over the weekend, so many stories involving children, from the 6-year-old shooting his teacher to the 12-year-old stabbing her beloved 9-year-old brother to death. Wow. The kids have been important to me since I was a kid. And definitely right now. Wow. So let's do our best. The whole world is a village. It takes a village to raise a child. The world village, let's do what we need to do to make this world a better place, in Michael Jackson's words, to make this world a better place, to do our best to bring more world peace and love. Love is stronger than hate. I do believe that. I'm a witness of it, and many of you are also. So I just wanted to say that right quick before we really get in. Well, we're in it right now. You can email me. Email me, those of you that would like to be guests. Send me your media package to let me know that you would like to be a guest. Because we have had some awesome guests on Cut the Shock Entertainment Report since March 2011. So, and your awesome music, those that would like to be added to the playlist. I love to rock awesome music. I've been getting some awesome music from some awesome people that I know, new and old friends and contacts. So thank you. Big shout out to my family, friends, loved ones, to the Avon community, to No Labels. You know, all know I'm a longtime member of No Labels, the awesome bipartisan political group based in Washington, D.C., and we are just super excited. We are super serious about getting the word out regarding our mission and also our awesome project, new campaign. My screen had popped. My studio screen. The Unity Ticket Project for the presidential election of 2024. We are super, super, super excited. We have a recently, Dr. Ben Chavis have been named our co-chair, our national co-chair. Yes. And so super excited. We are super excited. The heads of No Label have already given us okay to invite our network. Amazing Zoom meeting that we will have on January 22nd, which happens to be Dr. Ben Chavis' birthday. And so I will provide that information with you all on the broadcast and also throughout social media, so you all can really hear and see for yourselves the mission of No Labels and get to maybe ask questions. Dr. Ben Chavis was a surprise guest during our monthly co-chairs meeting on Thursday. And it was amazing. I didn't ask any questions. I listened to the presentation, and my cohort, they asked some awesome questions, which he gave some great answers to. So, wow, I couldn't think of a better person to be our national co-chair, because he's all about bringing races, nationalities, different socioeconomic citizens together, you know, bringing us all together. We all represent America and also so many worldwide love America and do business with America. So it is very good that he is now one of our additional national co-chairs. So I just visit nolabels.org website, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We have an awesome promo that was put together back in September. That's back when they offered me the position to be co-chair for our beautiful state of Mississippi. And I'm so honored and so excited. Being a longtime member also, now you all really get a chance to find out. Those of you that just always wondered, you get a chance to find out what No Labels is all about. And it is all about draining the swamp, you know, really. And it's all about problem solving. It's all about us all coming together, problem solving, and supporting our lawmakers in D.C. that make the decision, and that the importance of them making bipartisan decisions. Ooh, last week was something, huh? Congratulations to Kevin McCarthy also on being our new Speaker of the House. We're definitely going to go in depth talking about the process that we experienced on Thursday and on Sunday when I have my co-host with me. Like I said, this is just a test show, so I'm not forgetting the time during this test episode, but I wanted to, you know, let you all know. Thursday, we will talk about King Holiday, because the festivities and the celebrations have begun, and there are a lot of events going on here in Jackson, Mississippi, of course, but we would talk about, you know, the different events going on in our respective cities. My cousin Linda's in Dallas, co-host Michael Stevenson Jr. is in the D.C. area, and, you know, talk about what the King legacy means to each and every last one of us also. So you all can call in on Thursday. You know, it's a call-in show. Right now, the call-in line is not open. I just wanted to make sure everything will go smooth when I have my co-host on and when callers call in. When everything just goes smoothly. Remember to create your listener profile here at blogtalkradio.com, so you can chat in the chat room and also interact with the rest of the BTR community if you haven't already. Again, I mentioned you can email me. You can email me at culturesoc, kulturesokent_best@yahoo.com. KulturesOkEnt underscore bet at yahoo.com. Can you all hear my excitement of being back?
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from COVID-19. Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Okay, that's very important. Some people might say, what? COVID's gone. COVID is not gone. It's surging in some areas. There are people that I know right here and people in my prayer group right here in Jackson and other parts of the country that ask for prayer because they either have COVID or family members or coworkers. COVID is not gone. I haven't had COVID. Not that I know of. I was very sick with the flu for almost a month and fatigue from right before Thanksgiving to Christmas time. And flu, pneumonia season, and COVID, and any and every other thing is, you know, we have to take care of ourselves and take care of our loved ones. And if you look at the schedule, please check the schedule because I have scheduled shows for each Sunday, for each Sunday of January. And the last Sunday, I believe, in January, we would talk about protecting ourselves from this winter weather. You know, cold and flu and pneumonia season, and also this weather safety. So wow. From the Arctic storm that happened here and across the country recently, and now praying for California, all the flooding and bad weather that's happening there in Northern California, all over the world, there's just some crazy weather happening. So, but I know right here in the States, we have to take precaution regarding this winter weather and COVID. And COVID is still alive in other parts of the country. So, you know, it's just important to still be safe and take precautions. You know, not be scared of cat, and to get out. I'm very selective. I must admit, I'm very selective for the crowd. But you know, COVID can happen to anybody anytime. But I'm very cautious. But I had my last updated booster on November 22nd on my late mom's birthday. You all know mother loved you all, loved the listeners of the show, and she was my number one fan. And I've been looking for the two episodes where she shared recipes, because I know many of you want those recipes also. Wow, because mother was a great cook, and I loved cooking with her, and I did my best to perfect some of her best dishes, and I need to practice and work on some of her. My sister, she just make them her own. She'll make it like mom, but she'll add her own signature touch also. So, you know, we just grew up loving good food and entertainment, and mother loved hosting gatherings and parties and dinners and all of that. Well, all of my aunts and uncles did. Those are good old days. But I thank you all for tuning in. I really do. It's almost time to end this 30-minute broadcast to make sure everything will run smoothly when my co-host come on. And when you callers call in, you supporters, family, worldwide family, thank you to everyone that listens from here in the state and all around the world, from the smallest village to the biggest city. The top five countries, of course, my native U.S., South Korea, U.K., France, and Ireland. Those are the top listening countries. When I look at my stats, I can see like the top 10 listening countries. And the top five right now are U.S., South Korea, U.K., France, and Ireland. And, you know, of course, China, Peru, Nigeria, Italy. Yeah, those are some that are like in the top 10. But thank you all, wherever you are, from right here in Jackson, Big D, my second home, New Orleans, Mardi Gras season, you all, those of you that love Mardi Gras, New Orleans, and there's a lot of congratulations to Georgia for winning the game last night. I was rooting for TCU, you all, but congratulations on the repeat. Oh, and also, congratulations to Coach Prime for making waves up there. I think on the schedule, Coach Prime and the University of Colorado would be playing TCU on the first game. If I'm not mistaken, I need to look at that schedule again. But right before I came on air, also, as we're talking about sports, as we're talking about sports, I had received an email from one of the sports guys regarding, you know, the top stories and big news. And everybody knows that Coach Sean Payton is one of my favorite coaches. And so he's back out there. He will be interviewing with NFL teams to come back, make his comeback. So they say one team he will not be going back to, and that's New Orleans. Because I was wondering at first, but New Orleans did end with a pretty good season. Because I was concerned for 1 minute for Dennis Allen. But this end, they could have made it if Tampa had not won a game a couple weeks ago. But they ended the season pretty good. But Coach Sean Payton is out there. He's out there interviewing. He would be interviewing with NFL teams. I know Houston Texans are in need for a coach. And I'm not sure who else need a head coach. But we would talk about that on Thursday and on Friday. Well, on Sunday, most definitely. I have to do a special sports show. Because now it's time for the playoffs. NBA, March Madness will be coming up soon. It's a lot going on. We have a lot of, you know, Jackson is a college town. And in Mississippi, period, we have a lot going on in sports regarding our student athletes. So that's a whole nother show just to talk about student athletes. And high school and college sports. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother series. Yes, indeed. If you all remember when the show first premiered, that dude, Mike Smith, who is now doing it big with his awesome sauce, and he's in Dallas. And Reggie Ruffnet Ruffin, he's doing it big with his Just Cause Coalition. You know, we were talk sports all the time. Michael would bring out the brackets and everything for March Madness. So I've been a sports fan, super excited. Also have a show scheduled for the end of the month, reminding you all about Valentine's Day. Cupid's arrow is out there, you know, and some celebrate, some don't. Everybody can call in, talk about why they love Valentine's Day or why they do not celebrate it. You know, talk about the history and how it is big business. It is big business. Halloween, big business. Christmas, big business. Most of these holidays are big business. Valentine's Day is definitely a big business holiday. Big business. But I've always loved Valentine's Day since I was a little bitty, bitty girl. You know, it's all about promoting love. But then some people talk about, well, if you really look at the history and the history of Valentine's Day, how it became Valentine's Day, it's not very beautiful. Thing, but it's all about love. I was that little girl that brought everyone Valentine happy and my teachers happy to school. Valentine happy, Valentine card, stuff like that. So it's a beautiful holiday. It's a beautiful holiday when it comes to promoting love, at which we all should promote love on a daily basis. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Big shout out to my family, loved ones, co-host, cousin Linda Oliver, Michael Stevens Jr. Sending our prayers to all of you. And thank you to everyone that sent me prayers, much needed prayers. Prayers and positive vibes and network with me in person and throughout social media. I have access again also to my LinkedIn. I created a secondary LinkedIn, but I am access to my LinkedIn. So those of you that miss networking with me on LinkedIn and connecting with me, you can connect with me. I'm back on. I just got back on literally at midnight, like a few hours ago. YouTube.com, Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT. TikTok, Bethany Williams, BETHANYWMS _ BTRUE, BTRU. Also, my other active TikTok is BCW Companies _BAT. Find that. And email again, KULTURESHOKENT _Beth at yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT _Beth at yahoo.com. Cash App. Because thank you for your support and your listenership, but definitely you all. I appreciate and thank you in advance for your financial contributions to my Cash App in support of the podcast to keep it progressing and upgrading it and providing you with more and more and more. So the Cash App is Beth Be True Culture Shock. That's $ BETH BTRU KULTURESHOK. The financial contributions to support the show, to put the progression and the development, the redevelopment of the show. Sign Beth BETH Be True BTRU KULTURESHOK. So that's the info. Some of you might probably say, I wonder what her Cash App is. So that's it. Also, and those of you that would like to sponsor the podcast, let me know so we can promote your, I really would love to collab and with you in partnership with you. So we can work out a plan for that. So we can promote your business and you sponsor us and help us grow. Thank you so much for your love and your support. Next scheduled show will be on Thursday morning, Central Standard Time, and Sunday. Now, special shows, might do a pop-up show, like I mentioned. A pop-up show. But definitely stay in touch through social media, email. Remember to create your listener profile right here at BTR so you can chat in the chat room and communicate with other hosts and creators here at blogtalkradio.com. A big thank you also to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for your love and your support and always encouraging me to pump it back up. So thank you. Thank you all so much. I love you all. Thank you for your love. And let's talk about some amazing, amazing topics. And let's make a difference together. Also, I mean, the mission of this show that I consider, and it is an entertainment lifestyle podcast. I mean, you know, we discuss a range of things. And we have amazing guests. So, but it's all about informing fellow intellectuals regarding topics that interest us, discussing hot topics and breaking news and looking at ways we can work as individuals and collectively to make this world a better place. So that's the mission. And I thank you for being a part of the mission, if you're new or if you've been listening since March 2011. Well, thank you so much. And I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And thank you for loving and supporting and being a listener to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report.
You've got mail.